Hello and welcome to the Muskegon Community Education Center's Student Podcasts. These podcasts are made possible via a community service partnership between the Muskegon County Community Foundation, the Muskegon Community Education Center, and WGBU Public Media, and feature students from the Muskegon Community Education Center.
My name is Jaden Bevins, and I'm here with
Jordan McMillan.
And today we're doing an assignment, Message for the Future for U.S. History, Ms. Gorman's second hour. So basically today, we're just giving a speech, a message, you know, on our opinions for the future.
So as y'all seen, in the past year, things have gotten, well, things were really bad. Because it was off to, you know, good, nice little start, but then when March hit, that's when things started going downhill from there. Coronavirus done hit, world was in a panic, they didn't know what to do, so they put everybody on lockdown and stuff. So, you know, it was a really bad time. U.S. wasn't really in the best of spots either. So I had a speech today, and it was about this girl. I can't remember her name, but she was giving a speech on how we can unify ourselves and bring ourselves together as one, which I do have hope that we can do because, you know, it's the U.S. We've gone through this type of stuff before. In order to do that, you know, there's a few things that we need to change about ourselves so we can have a better future for the next generation, and then for generations to come after that. Number one, we talked about this yesterday, racism. That's one thing that we need to work on.
Yep.
Like I said, they've been quiet about it. I'm not going to say it completely went away. They've been quiet about it. But, you know, I definitely still hear the subtle hints under the people's breaths. Even for some of my own kind, I still hear it from them. Like, you know, like the subtle hints. I'm not going to go into detail about what they've been saying. Because, you know, it's definitely some really bad stuff. You just need to work on that. And then for the people that decide to respond to it back, don't do that. Just let them be them. Because, you know, obviously they either had trouble past or they just really trying to get you all riled up and stuff. Because that's all that's going to lead to is you proving a point about whatever they said about you or whatever they think about you. Just talk to them and be like, oh, hello there. Have a good day today. Or, you know, don't even say nothing at all and just walk away. You know, just keep on walking. And no matter how much they push you, no matter how much they touch you, unless they physically hit you first, just keep it moving. You know, they ain't nothing. All they do is just talking. They just talking all big. But then when stuff start to go down, they're going to be all crying and stuff, trying to run home to their little mother. Like, mommy, I got hit. Just let them be. All right. Now, number two, the way we treat people for not being what we want them to be. Listen here. Just because somebody's gay, trans, lesbian, there's a few others in there that I can't remember. I'm sorry about that. Just because that they decide to be them does not mean we have to treat them any different. They're humans just like us. You know, they probably got some of the same interests as us. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we don't know. We do not know because all we want to treat them is as like they don't exist no more. Or they're just trapped. Or they're just like the scum of the earth. Nah, let them be. If it doesn't directly hurt you in some physical form or some mental form, let them be. My goodness, I cannot tell y'all how many times I've seen people get shut down because they're gay or because they're lesbian or because they are trans or because, you know, they just so happen to have this type of interest in something. Or if they're bisexual, just let them be, please. My goodness, it's 2021, people. Y'all got to get y'all act together. And now this is just for like all the, you know, all the people that, you know, they aren't exactly, well, in America's eyes, the most normal of people. You know, they got a little extra to them. You know, they a little weird, kind of like me. I'm weird. I say some of the weirdest things, and you know, people don't mind me for that, because you know where I live at, you know, people mostly weird, including my podcast partner. Yes, you are weird. But you know, let them be too, because they, like I said, they may not just be like the rest of us, but you never know. There could be something going on at home, and they're just trying to hide it behind all this happiness and joy and stuff. You know, they could be going through something right now. Or maybe they just want to bring joy to the world. Kind of like me. You know, I just want to make people happy. You know what I'm saying? But still, like I said, y'all want to treat people so differently because we're not this or because we're not that. That's the main thing that we really need to change about ourselves, that how we treat people in 2021. I don't want to see no more of this. Oh my gosh, you just filthy little mutt. You know what I'm saying? No. But like I said, we really need to change the way we do things around here, too. And, you know, just get our acts together. Because like I said on Tuesday, the way I'm seeing it now, I fear for what's going to happen to this country. Because at the rate we're going, it's not good. It's not good. As far as I see things, it's not going good. Just because Biden got into office and, you know, he's been doing these few things, like even shutting down the Keystone Pipeline or whatever it was, some type of pipeline that would damage, I think it was the Native American reserves. And then he stopped funding for the wall that Donald Trump was trying to build. You know, just because he did all that, They still haven't gotten better. I still see it in the streets. I still see it wherever I have to go. Like I said, we just need to get our act together. You know, we need to pull together, you know. We need to try and help each other out, you know. Try to help people that aren't the most fortunate, you know. Try helping some of the communities that aren't really high on the chart right now. You know what I'm saying? We need to pull together. We need to help them, you know, help us. You know what I'm saying? You know, provide for everyone else, you know. Secure a better nation for the youth, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so we just need to get our acts together. Mm-hmm. And I got my point across.
My speech is about racism, too. And one of my subjects that relates to it is about the past, because I think that that has a big toll, a big deal on what's going on right now. Because how we were listening to that video earlier. She was talking about racism and how they're different and stuff, which I can get where she's coming. That's why I thought about the past, because, you know, with slavery and all the stuff that was going on with the KKK and the stuff that's like... I just feel like the past is very important because, you know, it affects our future and how we go off things today. I can get where she's coming from because I don't think racism is as bad today as it was, you know, back in the day. Because, I mean, you couldn't do your own things, you know. You were under someone else's control. And now...
segregation was also a big part of that.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like the past has a big thing to do on racism because... what happens in the past, you know, affects our future today. Racism is still a thing that goes on. It's still a big deal. But like I said, I don't think it's as bad as it used to be back in the day. I think we're all equal. It doesn't matter your sexuality, your skin tone, your likes, your dislikes. I just feel like we're all the same. We're all equal. No one should be less important than, you know. I don't know. I just feel like we should come together as one and work together. I think it would make the future a brighter place, a better place, you know. Crime rates would go down, racism wouldn't really be a thing. You know, gay people, trans people don't have to worry about, you know, going in public without being made fun of and being brought down and stuff, because, you know, we're all together. I don't know, I just feel like we should give everyone a chance. What I'm basically trying to, my point or what I'm trying to prove is, like, gives everyone a chance, even though if they are different. Because, you know, we're still people, like you said. I just feel like we should all be equal and be treated the same. And like I said, if we do come together as one, the crime rates, racism, everything would go down. I feel like everyone would be happy. Suicide, that's a big thing, too. When pick on someone and call them gay, you know, 24/7, mess with them. It hurts them and makes them suicidal because nobody wants to be told that because... it hurts their feelings, obviously. So I feel like if we all treat each other like we all are the same, because we are, suicides would go down, crime rates would go down, racism wouldn't really be as big as a thing. And I don't know, I just feel like the world would be a lot better place. I don't know, that's kind of my message, is we're all equal, we're all the same, no matter your skin tone, your likes, dislikes, beliefs, we're all the same, we all deserve a chance. I just feel like we need to listen to what other people got to say. Even if we don't agree with it, we still listen to them. We let them know our side, our beliefs, and, you know, we come together. I just feel like everyone's equal and they deserve a chance, no matter. I mean, a simple act of kindness can, you know, change a person's whole day, like...
a simple act of kindness can go a long ways for that person.
Mm-hmm.
Just as simple as saying hello or saying, oh, hey, I like your shoes. Right. Basically, what I'm trying to say is we all just need to try and work together to help each other out, kind of like my friend is saying.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to come together and work each other out. And it don't even need to be all of us, because, as they say, it takes one person to make a change. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. This has been A Message from the Future with my podcast partner, Jaden Bevins.
Thank you.
One more thing I want to say. Thank you for coming along with me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll catch y'all later.
This podcast was produced by students from the Muskegon Community Education Center. The Muskegon Community Education Center is an alternative high school designed to prevent high school dropout through the use of unique traditional and non-traditional learning programs. MCEC is an essential step to earning a high school diploma, identifying a career path, and/or transitioning into college. MCEC provides a place where education is magnified using a collaborating community. The podcasts on this webpage are the work of a network of MCEC student journalists. The Muskegon Community Education Center's student podcast can be heard on WGBU.org/MCEC.